We haven't talked about you getting married. Who did you marry, and when did you get married?
Got married, I think, November 1962 to Mary Heal, was her maiden name. I got married while I was in school at OCU. She was a brilliant woman. She worked at the library at the Capitol. At that time, when I came to Oklahoma City, I didn't have any money at all. But I'm a worker, and I went to the office, and I don't know how many weeks I went without a job. I mean, I was looking for anything. I'd go 3 days without food when I was going to school at OCU. I really lost weight. So every 2 or 3 days, I'd go visit my aunt who lived near downtown. I'd go, and she'd cook an old traditional meal of fried potatoes and biscuits and salt pork and all that stuff that's bad for us, you know. But it was really good and kept me filled up, and she'd give me some, I'd take it back. I kind of lived through that while I was going to school at OCU, but never giving up. I mean, it was hard, but it never occurred to me to give up. I mean, no matter how hard it got, it just never occurred to me, because I just knew I had to get to the end of that road in order to achieve the other goals that I saw for myself in my life. So I just kept going.
You serve the Seminole Nation in various capacities.
There's one step missing here. I think it was in 1969. I was working on the campus of OU.
OU?
Yeah, there was a program, the Oklahomas for Indian Opportunities. It was located there on the university.
Oklahoma University.
Yeah, and so I was there, and I was doing the same thing. I was working with young people throughout the state of Oklahoma, doing career day programs all over the state, finding a college who would let us do it there and go talk to different high schools. We just bringing all the resources and bringing kids in, had food. I only ran into one place that refused to bring their children, but also knew that I was afraid to go into that town. I know what prejudice looks like. I've seen it in the face, and I know what it is. It could be just a silent prejudice. I know it. I've seen it, you know, and I just don't like it. But anyway, that school disappointed me. But the other schools and the people throughout the state were just wonderful. And colleges, universities that let us on their campuses to do these programs, I just was really grateful. Anyway, that's what I did, and I was making pretty good. Back to a standard of living that was decent. Well, I gave them a 2-week notice, and I started looking for a job, and it was Friday, about 4:30, my last day, and I'm thinking, okay, what do I do? I got kids, got a new home.
Last day at
this job here.
At OU.
Yeah. About 4:30, this person called me, said, "Ms. Cheney, would you like to come work for us?" I said, "Yeah." And I said, "What you got open?" He said, "I've only got 2 places with decent salary." I asked him, "Well, which one pays the most?" He said, "Counselor." I'll take that one.
Counselor.
You know, I had training as minister and all that.
Who was calling?
It was the Oklahoma Opportunities Industrialization Center. It's still going, but it's a small program, but that was where I went to get my training. Then in later years when I went somewhere else, the director of that program called me to come see him. I went and seen him. He said, "We're looking for minority people to train as economic developers." I said, "Well, what the heck is an economic developer?" He said, "Well, just help develop businesses for underprivileged people and underemployed and so forth and so on. And they pay a good stipend, which is not taxable, and would take care of all the expenses." I went to Philadelphia to a management program there, which was taught by instructors from Temple University and Wharton School of Business. The most difficult school I'd ever been in, ever. And what I found out is I love business. People used to say, "How did an artist become head of the Appropriations Committee?" Well, I happened to know finance from there. So that's where I went. I got that experience and got that know-how. And we opened an office in Oklahoma City. I directed that for a while. That's how I got my start in business. I'm working on 2 major marketing programs right now.
What's happening to your artwork, this time period you're talking about?
It's always been a subsidy for me.
So you were selling some work?
Yeah, I've been selling work since I was in the third grade.
All right.
Literally.
While you were drawing salaries, you were able to also bring in extra income.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
but I loved art anyway, so yeah, it was just something I enjoyed doing. And
third grade, what did you sell?
Just drawings. Little kids would like my drawings, so I'd say, for a quarter, I'll let you have it, you know. I started selling early, but that's no different than when I was growing up on that farm I was telling you about when I was little. My dad, being a farmer, gave me 1 acre and taught me how to plant different kinds of things. I had a watermelon patch. But I would always good look through his watermelons, find the best one. I'd scratch my KH on it. At that time, we used to have baseball games that the community had, big baseball community. We had 2 mules in a wagon. That's how we traveled mostly when I was young. I was taught when I was 5 years old how to hitch it up. And I remember today how difficult it was for me to jump up there. but just sitting on this huge mule.
The harness over the mule's head.
Yeah. So I did all that, and I'd hook it up and be ready to go. But then when we went to a ball game when I was very young, I'd take watermelons with me. And I stand on the back of the wagon and sell watermelons. So I've been an entrepreneur for a long time, just like being an artist. This thing was natural. So when I went to school, to me, that was about as natural as who I am. I wished I had more time in business, but I don't. I studied for business and came back and ran their office in Oklahoma City, and when I was about 30. Helped put together a bank in Oklahoma City. It lasted past the crash and eventually sold to one of the larger banks. So I've had all that experience, too.
Then is that where we bring you to the Seminole Nation, and you were a tribal councilman?
It is. It was at that time one of my major studies in Philadelphia was planning. By profession, I'm a planner. And I planned out the rest of my life. When I was 29 years old, I planned out the rest of my life. 35, I was going to be in tribal government. 40, I was going to be in state government. Give myself 10 years, and I was going back to school and get a doctorate and come back and teach at a university. Then when I was 65 or so, I was going to just be an artist full time. Well, I missed some of it. 35, I became involved with the tribe. I became a councilman, became a chief of the Miccosukee band. I was also a planner and manager for the tribe. But then when I left in mid-70s, had a couple years as an artist.